Om Shanti. So you know what is the topic for this evening? Do you remember it? Who remembers? Raise your hand. Okay. So the topic was creating impact through dharana. The impact can be of both kinds, good impact, bad impact, right? But definitely we are talking here about good impact. Today's slogan was creating the impact of yogi life. Not just impact, but the impact of yogi life through your dharana. This is very big service. So this is actually the theme for this evening. So from very childhood we have been listening a saying which every one of you know, and that is, example is better than precept, right? This is creating impact through dharana. In other words, example is better than precept. There can be many, many, many thousands of preachers in this world, but they may not create that impact on the lives of people as those who are the true teachers who set an example in front of others. They are the true teachers and not the preachers, right? And these people who set an example in front of others, actually they leave a deep imprint, a deep impact on the hearts of others for ages. Even after their death, they are not forgotten by people. So, for example, whenever there is talk of non-violence in this world, anywhere, people definitely will talk about Mahatma Gandhi. I don't think there is anyone in this world who will not connect Mahatma Gandhi with non-violence. And so on. There have been many, many such great souls in the history of mankind. And if we ask ourselves, who has created impact on my life as a Brahman? Who has created, you know, after when I became a Brahman and after I have been a Brahman for so many years, who has created that very positive impact on my life, you know? When we talk of impact, it is not just talking about the specialities of that person. Impact means it has affected me. That quality or that speciality of that person has entered my life. You know, I have been so much impressed by that person. So much impressed, maybe not by that person, but by the speciality or the quality of that person, that I just love it. And I can't be without that quality in my life. I can't see myself without that quality. So just try to recall who has created that impact of yogi life on your life. Has anybody created that impact? Yes? Anyone? Think about it. When you became a Brahman, how did it all happen? It's something really very interesting. So we can see, you know, in our Brahman family also, for example, all will remember Dadiji for her great love for everyone, right? everyone will remember her, how much she showered her love without speaking even a word. Without speaking even a word. People sitting in thousands in the hall will experience that love from her. So that created that impact. And so on. So we can think of many, many such examples from our Brahman family also. Now, that is about others. Now we come to our own selves. So when we talk of creating impact through dharana, that means through our dharana to create impact upon others. We have all adopted purity. This is our dharana. Purity is our dharana. And definitely this sparkle of purity has an impact upon others. I remember in 1987 when we had a conference of some sannyasis, you know, saints and mahatmas in Mount Abu, in Madhuban, in Om Shanti Bhavan. About 40 of those great sannyasis gathered at that time, and it was first time in the history of India that 40 sannyasis from big ashrams gathered on the same stage. You know, and the what was the greatest impact on them was that when they saw people around, when they saw that people living in their homes, in their families, as couples, but they are living a pure way of life. And this was that power of purity which made them bow down in front of Dadiji. And they said that we are leading these ashrams and we have thousands of disciples, but we could not make anyone like us. But you have made so many people, and among them there are so many youth. Is something great. So this purity which we have adopted, which is our dharana, it definitely creates that impact on the lives of people, that how it is possible to live in the world, how much willpower they have, how much self-restraint these people have, how much self-control they have, how much they have disciplined their senses, how much they have cooled down their senses. It's something great for the people. It is unbelievable sometimes even that it can happen. In the same way, our dharana is about the sattvic food. Sattvic food. So people in the Western world, most of the people in the Western world were, leave aside sattvic food, they were all non-vegetarians. Coming to the vegetarianism, and even in vegetarianism, leaving behind onion and garlic, and even beyond that, we don't eat food cooked by anybody else except Brahmins. Sattvic food to be prepared in Baba's remembrance with all maryadas, you know, with all disciplines. Even if we have to go hungry for the whole day because of some situation, we don't break this maryada. Right? So again, you know, people are surprised. We all have passed such situations. I remember my own life, you know, when I was studying in university, and my all friends, they all tried to somehow, you know, attract me to go to the cafe and to eat there, and in different ways. They tried their best. But when they found that they cannot move me even by a centimeter, then they said, so you are very, very strong. We can't have any influence upon you. You know, this must have happened with, I think, most of the Brahmins. Again, a question of dharana. People then begin to trust us because we don't only speak about sattvic food and purity, but we are the embodiments of that. Yeah? And so then people begin to trust our words. What we say, the same we do. Or rather, as Baba said a few days before in the Murli, first do and then say. First do and then say. In the same way, atmosphere in Baba's centers. I think around the world, everywhere, whether it is a small center or a big center, anyone, any new person comes to Baba's home, he feels the difference. It definitely creates that impact. How in such huge cities even, here is a small place or a big place, but what a wonderful, peaceful, silent, pure, elevated atmosphere is. And so we all have been able to create impact upon people based on our these dharanas, right? But there is a but. We have been able to create that much impact as deep is our dharana. Right? We have been able to create that much impact as deep is our dharana. So we can say dharana is directly proportional to impact. Okay? Like Baba says, purity is directly proportional to happiness. As much purity, that much happiness. Once someone asked this question, you say that purity is the mother of peace and happiness, and you say that you have all adopted purity, and there is no doubt about it. But is it true that you are always, always, in every situation, peaceful and happy? What to reply? What should we reply? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? What should we say? This is God's law. Purity is the mother of peace and happiness. And we have all adopted purity long, long ago. So the question is, are we that much peaceful and happy? So again we have to say, as much purity we have adopted, that much we are peaceful and happy. Purity is directly proportional to happiness. If I have adopted 100% purity, there will be 100% happiness. If I have adopted 50%, 40%, 70% purity, there is that much peace and happiness in all the situations. In one of the Avyakt Murlis, Baba said that celibacy is just the beginning of purity. It is the beginning of purity. So if I have adopted celibacy 10 years ago and I still am maintaining celibacy to that level as it was 10 years ago, that means my level of purity is not increasing, so my happiness will also not increase. Right? But then Baba said in that Avyakt Murli that having unnecessary, wasteful, ordinary and negative. Unnecessary, wasteful, ordinary and negative thoughts, words and actions is also impurity. So think about it. Unnecessary, wasteful, ordinary and negative, of course it is understood. Negative thoughts, words and actions is also impurity. So if we have adopted celibacy, we have adopted pure, food. We have adopted pure company that way. But if my thoughts or words spoken, like today Baba said, speak sweet. I am otherwise always speaking sweetly, but when someone, you know, provokes me too much, then what happens? Our sweetness disappears. Yeah? Baba will call it impurity. And when my sweetness disappears, my happiness will definitely disappear. Definitely. Yes? Not only the happiness of that person with whom I spoke roughly or harshly, his happiness will disappear, but my happiness will also disappear. Yes? This is our experience, right? So Baba said in that Murli, if you really want to create an impact upon others that God is teaching you, we all say in words that God is teaching us, but it does not create any impact upon others. We say, but people are not impressed. Why? Because if God is teaching me, God is purifier. I should have 100% purity. If God is teaching me, He is ocean of love. I should be like that. Master ocean of love. The Ganges of love. Yeah? Or the lake of love. And if I am not, then people will not believe in my words that I am truly a student of God. So therefore, if I want to create that impact, like Baba said today in the Murli, you should have that intoxication that God is teaching me and I am becoming ready to take the inheritance, unlimited inheritance of heaven from Him. But if I ask myself, or each one of you ask yourself, how much intoxication we have during the entire day? God is teaching me. This is dharana. This is dharana, isn't it? So we listen, we write, we speak, but there is difference in our listening, speaking, writing, and in our life, in our dharana. Yeah? So if God is teaching me, how intoxicated I should be. People generally, students, they are very proud of their teachers if the teachers are very good. And if God is my teacher, how proud I should feel. How intoxicated I should feel. But there is not that intoxication. I think the reason is there is not that much purity. Purity of that level, which Baba says, that is not at all any unnecessary thought, word or action. So much attention is required. This is why in one of the Murlis Baba said, you know, attention in Hindi is called dhyan, and dharana, you know, dhyan and dharana. So there is a connection of the two. Baba said, if there is dhyan, then there is dharana. That is, if there is attention, then there is dharana. Attention on what? Attention while studying. If I am not attentive what Baba is saying or what is being said in the class, or if I am not attentive during yoga, if I am not attentive, but that what should be maryada or discipline or principle while I interact with others, there will not be dharana. So Baba used these two words together. If there is dhyan, attention, then there will be dharana. But we don't have that dharana, that is that intoxication, that spiritual intoxication, that godly intoxication, because there is not that degree of purity. You know? And moreover, when we talk of even celibacy, for example, purity. Baba says purity of vision, purity of attitude. Yeah? So purity at all the levels, purity of our dreams. So if I am struggling to adopt purity, then that struggle will also be visible on my face. Then, instead of creating a good impact upon others, people will rather say that, what are you doing? You're spoiling your life. Yeah? Instead of saying that you are great, because purity is worship worthy. So therefore it is very, very important to make our dharana very natural on the basis of attention, on the basis of right understanding, on the basis of right effort. Okay? Now, about atmosphere. We create good impact, by creating that atmosphere in Baba's home. But not all live in Baba's home. What about our Laukik homes? Most of the Brahmins live in their Laukik homes. What about our Laukik homes? We say that we are creating heaven. Yeah? So, whether my Laukik home looks like heaven, physically, yeah, is everything at its right place? Clean, accurate. Every corner, kitchen, everything. And the atmosphere. What kind of pictures we have in our homes? Do we still have the same old pictures, which we had when we were in Laukik life? Some same old paintings. Yeah. Recently, I was in Gujarat. And because there was the very huge program, and so instead of staying in the center, the sisters arranged for me to stay in a PK's home, who live abroad, but their home was empty. So I saw there 2-3 pictures. I didn't see everything where I was, in the room I was, I saw 2-3 pictures which are not at all suitable for a Brahmin. Not at all. But they are still hanging there. And the Brahmins are very old. Yeah? So, what kind of atmosphere we are creating in our homes, what kind of pictures we choose, what kind of furniture we have. What kind of, setup of our home. It should look divine, alaukik. Then there will be the impact. And not that when I come in the center, I wear white dress, and when I go for the job, I change. I wear colored dress, no problem. Baba is not against that. But it should be according to maryada. According to discipline. Yeah? You understand what I mean to say, right? So if we want to create an impact upon others, so my life should be an example, because we want to create the impact of yogi life upon them. So I have to see what kind of atmosphere we have in our Laukik home also. Baba says that wherever my children live, that home should be a peace palace. So that when people pass by the side of that home, they should feel that from here some special vibrations are coming. So that is called the impact. Now, another thing which I would like to say here is, The topic is creating impact. Is it that we do something, we do service, we adopt some principles, we adopt some qualities to impress others? Do we have that desire that, what I want to underline here is that why, though we know, on one hand we know that we have to create that impact upon people's life by our example, right? But we don't have the desire to impress the people. This is very subtle, very, very subtle. If I have the desire to impress people, and this is why I dress up in a particular way, I speak in a particular way, having that desire in my mind. I speak in a particular way, I behave in a particular way, I eat in a particular way. If I do that with that desire, my naturalness and easiness will finish. I will be artificial. And people will see this artificiality in me. And not only this, but there will be that unhealthy competition that my impression should be better than this one's impression. There will be that feeling of unhealthy competition. I am better than this person. I have more specialities than this person. I can do better service than this person. I can give better lecture than this person. And so on, because I want to impress. No. So we should never, never, never have this desire to impress upon anyone. We just have to be natural. If we have this desire, we'll become extrovert. And extrovertness is not the quality of a yogi. So the topic is creating the impact of yogi life. Yogi life. And yogi means introvert. Yogi means who has attention on transforming the self. There are many beautiful songs in Hindi about yogi life. One of them is, the true yogi is one who has killed ego. So how can I kill ego if I am extrovert? If I have the desire to impress upon others, I can't. And so I have to be introvert. I have to go within myself and see what changes, what transformation I have to bring in me. For example, we have adopted purity. We have adopted particular way of life. Is it to impress people? No. No. We have adopted it because we love it. Because we love Baba. Because we want to return to our true, to our original self. That's all. And in the same way, when we talk of creating an impact, so we can truly create an impact if we do not have the desire to create impact. When we are truly that what Baba wants me to be. This is me, this is my life. I am a Brahman not to impress others. Right? And so therefore, this is very, very important to check the self whenever we are doing service, when we are on the stage, when we are on the service field. Do I have this thought, even at the subtle level, I want to impress others? People are looking at me that I am doing it. How nice I am doing. And generally it happens, whenever we have this desire to impress others, people don't even take care about it. They don't notice it. And we feel so bad. Oof, I did so nice and nobody appreciated. Nobody praised. So therefore, this is our dharana. I am having dharana for the sake of dharana. That's all. Dharana for the sake of dharana. Dharana not to impress others. And that dharana for the sake of dharana will truly create that impact. Yeah? Because reality or truth anyway comes on the surface. We can't hide that. For how long we can put on the mask? We can't. We can't do that. If it is an artificial thing just to impress others, it is like a mask. It is not the reality. So now, another thing is, what do we mean by the word dharana? Dharana. In simple translation, we call it inculcation. Yeah? Inculcation. Or adoption. Implementation. This is dharana. So inculcation of some qualities, absorption of some qualities, implementation in our life. I understood it and now I want to make it a part of my life. This is dharana. But there has been one sage called Patanjali. Maybe you have heard his name. So he had his own system of Raja Yoga. And in his system of Raja Yoga also, there were 8 steps, and the 6th step is called dharana. He also called it dharana. And what he meant by dharana was aim. Aim. For example, I want to focus on a star. So star is my dharana. That from this star, I will get everything. So after this dharana, I focus my mind on that. That he called dhyan, attention. And after that, that was 7th step. And last was samadhi, when you are absorbed in that stage. So dharana also means aim. Baba said, be sweet. So this is my dharana. I have to be sweet. And then I pay attention on it. Situations will come, circumstances will come, difficulties will come, but this is my dharana. I don't have to move left or right to this dharana. I have to be sweet. This is called dharana, right? And then we have dharana, then whether I have dharana or not, how do people understand? Naturally, it is reflected in my behavior, in my actions, in my interaction with each other, in general, but in particular when some, testing situations come in my life. Then I know that whether I have dharana or not, right? So, mostly people, what do they want to see in our life is dharana. This is why many times Baba used to say, Brahma Baba used to say, and we have been listening from our seniors, dadis also, that if you want to serve your family members, create an impact upon them, if you want to serve your colleagues at your job, your neighbors, don't think they will be impressed by the knowledge you give them. They are not interested in knowledge. How does it matter to them how much knowledge you have? How does it matter to them how much yoga you practice? How does it matter to them how much you serve in the center or somewhere else? But what matters to them is how much you have transformed. They see your behavior. So dharana is visible in my behavior. If I want to really get good marks, then I have to be specially careful about my dharana. But that is possible on the basis of the deep understanding and realization of jnana and yoga. How many times we have heard, how many times we have said, let the past be past. Let's apply a full stop. But how many of us have been really able to apply a full stop to the past? Raise your hands. Who don't remember past at all? No one? No one? No one? Yes? We have not been able to do it, isn't it? So we keep on still remembering maybe our own past or someone's past. 3 years ago this happened, 2 years ago that happened. This person did this 2 years ago. And since that time I don't want to have good relation with this person. I don't want to talk with this person. After 2 years maybe this person has already changed. But I am still keeping in mind that situation which happened 2 years ago. Right? So we say, but you know, that dharana, we have not adopted, we have not implemented that point in our life. And that requires deep understanding. You know, you might have heard a story, many stories from Brahma Baba's life, that when once a bus was coming, you know, one sister was driving a bus, this was long ago, and from Abu Road to Mount Abu. And on the way, the bus hit somewhere and there was an accident. And many had fracture and some were bleeding and this and that. Fortunately, it was not, this accident took place not very far from Pandabhavan. So someone who was not injured came running to Baba and said, with, you know, with that feeling, you know, Baba, this accident has happened, so many have been fractured, so many are bleeding and this and that. And Baba was standing very stable, very stable. So after that, that person became peaceful. Then Baba said, but did you forget drama? Just imagine, so many have been injured, so many got fractured, so many bleeding and this and that and so on. But Baba was calm. But it did not mean that Baba did not do any action. After this person became calm, then Baba said, let's go to the site. They went there, doctors were called. People were given first aid, everything was done for everybody. The best care which could be given. Okay, it happened. We say nothing new. But why, you know, I become excited or I lose my calm and peace and so on when something happens suddenly. Though it has happened suddenly, but it is nothing new. We forget it. Yeah? So Baba had such deep understanding, deep realization of this cycle, of this drama. Every scene is predestined. Every scene is predestined. But because we know it, you know, we know it very well, but we have not yet realized the depth of all these things. And this is why when situations come, we fail. Maybe after a minute we will remember, no, okay, it's drama. But that minute, that moment, you know, we fail. I want something, you know, for example, I want to meet Dadi. And yesterday I was promised that yes, you will be able to meet Dadi. And today when you go, you say, sorry, you can't meet. And you have to leave today from Madhuban. What happens at that time? But yesterday you promised that you will be able to meet. The whole night I was waiting to meet. And today I am not able to meet. So, my stage goes down. My happiness flies away. Yeah? Why? I forgot. The drama is predestined. My dharana, you know. So I am weak in this dharana. The drama is predestined. And this is why that scene which came in front of me, suddenly I was expecting something else, but actually happened something else. This scene came in front of me suddenly and I failed. So therefore, dharana will be very strong when I go deep in knowledge. It's not just when we listen to the Murli in the class. I don't know how many of us actually listen fully and how many of us are at that time half sleepy or drowsy. And as much half or 25%, whatever we are able to listen at that time, how much we are really able to revise that during the day. And how much out of that revision we are able to go deeper in at least one point. And because it does not happen, our dharana does not improve. Now, I would like to give, if you know, few examples of dharana. Like we say to others, Baba say to us, that serve through your body, mind and wealth. Yeah? We also will say to others, if we are teachers in the centers, we will say to the Brahmins, brothers and sisters. And if we are seniors in any department of Baba's center, maybe we are not teachers, but we will say to others, we will expect others also to serve, to cooperate, and so on and so on. But the question is, how much I have this dharana of serving through body, mind, and wealth? How much I have this dharana? I remember the story of Dadi Prakashmani here, you know, when Om Shanti Bhavan was being built. And at that time, the mountains had to be exploded with dynamite and so on. And they will break, big stones will fly in this, you know, air. And they all had to be gathered and then used as construction material. So one day what happened that, because the time was coming closer and there was inauguration planned or something like that. And so all brothers who were working there, they were tired working the whole day. So Dadi Prakashmani saw it from her window, the scene that they were tired. But the work had to be finished by morning. And so it was already night time, winter time, very cold. And so she said to Sister Mohini, Mohini Ben, who was with her, so I want to go outside and help brothers in lifting these stones. And Sister Mohini said, no, Dadi, you don't go, I'll go. You just take rest. It is already so late. Dadi said, no, how can I take rest? I can see the situation, so much work is still left and it has to be done, finished. So at that late night time, she came out of her room, went to that site, and began to lift these stones. You can imagine what happened. And there was a queue of brothers. They were like a chain. Chain was formed. And so they were passing these stones from one to another. And all were filled with enthusiasm. Their tiredness finished. You know, and the work was done within almost no time. This was the impact. The impact of that personality. Not just that personality who gives lectures, served through your body, mind and wealth. No. The personality who sets an example, who also serves through the body. Not thinking that I am the president of the organization, I am the administrative head of the organization, this task is not for me. No. So, but when Baba says serve through body, mind and wealth, it applies to everyone. And if I want that others should do this, then first of all, I have to do it. I have to do it. Only then I can inspire others. When we say impact, impact means inspiring others. Right? So, there are so many such examples, so many. So, if we want others to cooperate in Baba's task, we have to set an example. So again, I would like to tell you this example from Gujarat. You know, that sister where I was telling me that few years ago, there was in that area, there was huge flood. Huge flood. And many, many homes were underwater. And naturally, the villages who are at the lower level, the towns who are at the lower level, they were even in the deeper water. So the government had given this job to all NGOs, different parts of that huge area, that you take care of this area, this NGO take care of this area for flood relief. Yeah. And so this Brahma Kumari Center was also given this responsibility of taking care of a particular area. Most of the Brahmins, their homes were also underwater. And 80 Brahmins were living in the center at that time because they could not live in their homes. 80 Brahmins. So their homes were underwater, but then the government told them that you have to do this task of flood relief. Not only they had to go physically at those places with food and blankets and this and that and so on and so on. Not thinking of their homes, not thinking of their comforts. They have to do physically work, but they also have to collect the money for doing it. And so they decided that we will do it. Anyway, we can't go home. We are sitting free. We have nothing, we can't do any other service. Let us do this service. And they took a truck and they all sat in the truck. In the early morning they used to prepare some food for all these group and they used to go to that flood-hitted areas to distribute. And because people were there underwater for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, their feet, you know, and so there was fungus in their feet and this thing and it was horrible. So, and they needed medicine for that. And a tube of medicine cost 120 rupees. And there were hundreds of people. And this tube will be enough for them not for more than 3 days. So for how many tubes will be needed? So they thought, what should be done now? Then, because there was that dedication that we will help these people, as if from nowhere, from somewhere, a person came who said, I have 400,000 rupees for this flood relief. I can donate it. And so what these sisters and brothers did, they decided to, they asked this brother, this person, to buy these tubes, medicine tubes, to give it to everyone. So what I want to say is that when we decide to serve through our mind, through our wealth, through our body, then others also come forward to cooperate in that task. So therefore, when we talk of creating impact through our dharana, then we can create that impact not only on BKs, or not only on non-BKs, but on the entire human family, to whomsoever we meet, wherever we go, wherever we are. By our just presence, we can create that impact, you know, on their lives. So therefore, what I would like to say at the end is, because time is coming to an end, probably soon Dadi will be coming, that we have to check what I say, do I also do that? We want, like as teachers in the centers, we want the students to be regular in the class, right? They should come every day. Yesterday I was a student, today I am a teacher. As a teacher I say to others, be regular. But I ask myself, when I was a student, was I regular? If not, if I say these words, be regular, it will not create any impact. Yes? So I have to check my own self that before I say something, do I also do that? Only then my life will be such which will really be able to transform the lives of many others. So therefore, think about it more. How can I create impact? If somebody is still against my Brahman life, for example, my Brahman way of life, I need to ask myself, why this one is against? Okay, he does not want to become a Brahman, that is okay. No problem, not everybody will become a Brahman. But why he is against my Brahman way of life? Maybe something is lacking in my dharana. Yeah? So I check it and then I change myself so that to truly create the right impact. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Dadi abhi kuch samay mein aane wali hain. To jo bhi aage peeche baithe hue hain, please aap aage aakar ke apna sthan grahan karenge. Dadi ko kehna nahi padega. Those who are sitting here and there, those who understand English, please come forward and just accept the front sofa, the rest of the place you can occupy. Khas Gyan Sarovar Nivasi, piche piche nahi baithe, dadi ko kehna nahi pade, aane ke baad, piche wale, aage aao.